Afternoons with Christine, broadcasting from Whadjuk Country on ABC Radio Perth.
So once a month, our much-loved historian Richard often pops in to share stories about the state, and we're going to talk about Perth Stadium. Let's talk about the land on which Perth Stadium is built. Let's rewind the clock. What did the
lovely
area look like?
I thought with the grand final on Saturday, we had to. Well, Burswood Park and the peninsula around, of course, has a very, very long history going back 40 or 50,000 years, because that area of the river, in fact, all of that area with Matagar up now, Harrison Island, was a very important food source for the Whadjuk Noongar people. And they used it almost continuously because it was mudflats were easy to fish. There were lots of snakes and waterfowl and things like that for them to use. So it was a very important area. And then in 1829, a 30-year-old settler, Henry Camfield, arrived from my home county of Kent in the UK. And he brought with him his two indentured servants, Richard Smith and Frederick Friend, and their families. And on arrival, he was granted 1,000 acres. That's a lot of land, you know, of the mudflats and wetlands in close proximity to Harrison Island. And he named it Burswood, spelt with two R's, Burswood, which was the name of his family home in a little village called Groombridge in Kent, which is on the Sussex border, so the west side of Kent, near to, most people will probably know, its nearest town, which is Tunbridge Wells.
Okay. Yep.
Where it, back in the UK, when anybody complained to the newspapers, they were always classed as disgusted of Tunbridge Wells. So he named it Burswood, and they built wattle and daub houses for themselves. But like many of the early settlers who had no idea what the conditions were like here and what the climate was like, they really struggled to grow anything and to get food. And of course, the mudflats of Harrison Island were a real obstacle for boats trying to get, because the river in those days was the equivalent of the Kwinana and Mitchell freeways. It was the only way to get from Fremantle to Perth and then up to Guildford. But to get from Perth to Guildford, there were mudflats, and you had to have flat-bottom boats which you dragged across the mudflats. Even at a high tide, there wasn't enough water for you to row or sail across.
Oh, wow.
So it was really inconvenient. So in 1831, they dug a canal across the Burswood Peninsula, which cut out a mile and stopped people having to drag the boats across. But of course, the river is very silty. And it soon silted up, and I think they redug it a couple of times. But as there were no Venetians in the settlers, they didn't know quite how to do canals, and they gave up. But if you look at an aerial photograph of the Burswood Peninsula, you can still see where the canal ran across. There's an indentation, and you can see it there.
Okay.
So it continued really as arable and wetland, alternating between arable in summer and wet in winter, until 1895, when a few of the new inhabitants of Perth, due to the gold rush, decided they wanted to play golf.
So this is where the sporting history starts.
That's
so
right.
It was WA's first golf course.
Yes. Some people went over on a Sunday afternoon with golf clubs and balls and were playing in the rough.
Yeah.
And then they decided that it would be good to make it into a proper golf course. And then, of course, a little bit later, about 4 years after that, about 1900, they started horse racing. And, of course, we've got Belmont Park now. But the horse race ran round the golf course. And each time the horses were in gallop, the golfers had to stop and wait for the horses to pass before they could play the particular hole. So it sounds a bit chaotic to me.
They were trying to be efficient, but yeah,
exactly. And Belmont Park had its first race meeting on the 9th of December, 1899.
Yeah, wow.
And 500 people attended. Horse racing was equally interesting in those days. And they had six races, culminating in the main event of the day, which was the Burswood Cup.
Yep.
Now, 22 acres of the Burswood land was reclaimed between 1906 and 1922 from its owner, Albert Cockram. And they were used for filtration beds for the new sewage system.
Oh.
And the sewage sounds a bit disgusting.
Yeah, that took a turn.
Across from Clay's book.
Yeah.
And it was allowed to settle out and the fresh water went out at the bottom.
Yeah.
But it caused a lingering nasty pong.
Oh, it would.
And people complained, and so actually the filtration beds were closed in 1934 when much bigger alterations to the sewage system in Perth came into play, and I think the filtration beds at that point moved up to Subiaco.
All right.
And because of the lingering association with the pong, they changed the name of that area from Burswood to Rivervale.
Is that how
it got its name.
If you just joined in, Richard Offen is talking about the site where the Perth Stadium is. Rivervale, that's how it got its
name. That's how it got its name.
Uh-huh.
Then in 1921, the West Australian Cement Company opened there, and they used shell from the river as the source of lime. And it's calculated by 1956, when they closed, 2.7 million tonnes of shell had been dredged from the river to make cement. So an awful lot of houses were built with cement that was made from
oyster shells
and the like.
Well,
it was all ground down into a powder. But that was. After the war, it became a waste disposal area. So there was a garbage dump there. I don't think the people who live there now would.
But there's a text here. Should I tell you? Mike from Corrine said, I think this will interest you, Richard. I worked at Burswood Golf Course. Whenever it rained, the course would flood. It would go back to being a river. We had a big land reserve between the nines to build the freeway, which was eventually built a bit further north. The stadium was actually built on one of the lakes.
Yep, that's true. In the course.
They filled it in. The lakes had massive goldfish in them. When they built the course, they had lots of problems with old car bodies because it had been a tip.
And they had to do a huge amount of repatriation when the WA government approved the casino license to Dallas Dempster, who incidentally sadly died yesterday.
Oh, no.
And the Malaysian Genting Group, who opened the casino, which of course later became Crown Perth. And that opened in December of 1985. And then the accompanying resort was built after that.
Yeah.
And of course, the golf course went for a number of years. But then it was closed, and eventually our new amazing 60,000-seater stadium was opened. 60, I don't think that would be good for Saturday.
Mm.
Construction of the Optus Stadium started in December of 2014, and it was officially opened on the 21st of January 2018.
Yes.
And now it's got one of the most important sporting functions in Australia.
Yeah, and former Premier Colin Barnett has gone, see, it was a good idea after all, because it was met with a lot of opposition at the time.
Of course. Yeah. But I think it's the most beautiful piece of architecture and a fantastic stadium.
Well, it's prompted a call from Margaret in Padbury, who has a story to share with regards to the mudflats. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Christine. Rather revolting, actually.
Tell me everything.
I had friends who lived sort of in the front, and these mud flats were behind their house.
Yeah.
And I can remember being over there with them and walking through the mud, sinking down to our knees and putting our arms in to try and get our legs out and thinking our arms would sink. We just came out an absolute mess, but we enjoyed ourselves.
That's the main thing, Margaret. Well, I feel like a few people might get stuck in the river this weekend if they party too hard.
So that could well be.
Let that be a warning. Thank you, Margaret. That is just brilliant. So I suppose for this weekend, what should people be thinking about if they are lucky enough to be sitting in the cray pot?
I would think back 50,000 years to the original custodians of that land, and then remember that it was the place that golf was first played in Western Australia.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Richard. We will speak again in a month's time.
Indeed we will.
Richard Offen, our resident history poster boy, as we like to call him, talking about Perth Stadium, the history of the land.